The character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
This is Jeremy. It's Kevin this time.
And I'm back again.
Yep, it's us.
So, and we'll see if this gets posted before the show that I did last Thursday.
Yeah, about that. It could have waited for off the air, but you really should probably just take control of the whole editing process on those. Because what's the retro movie theater audio that still hasn't seen the light of day and it's going on almost a year?
He did promise me that he'd get to it today.
Oh, okay. Wait, which one? the year-long audio or the soon to be out of?
Oh, no, the Commando. I don't think of, well, the one topic is kind of time sensitive. I think the other ones aren't really all that time sensitive. So, whatever. You know, I mean, if it's time-sensitive information, I'm more worried about it. But if it's not, it can kind of go up whenever. Gotcha. And I do, because I keep on trying to remember which one it is. Ken just said that the Commando is just, I think it's Commando that he completely fucked us over because there was a fan running on his end.
That was it.
And he can't get it edited out. Like, because I brought it up to him because I was busting his balls about it. And hopefully he gets that done tonight.
All right.
We'll see. I had forgotten to do the write up, so I mean I was partially at fault.
You have an eclectic assortment of things on your back wall now. I see the Johan up in the top right. Your top left.
Right.
A baby correct picture. I figure that's the girls.
No, that's Sean. Not moron Sean, my nephew Sean.
I was like, wait a minute, he left of all the stuff he took, he left kid pictures behind. That'd actually be really funny.
I wouldn't have been surprised if that would have happened, considering there's a whole we donated all the kid cups. Mm-hmm. He still has like something that he spent money on, I forget what it is, it's a stroller for a kid to push.
Oh, a fake stroller?
Yeah, fake stroller. That's still here. And there's something else here, too. I can't think of what it is. But, I mean, it was all stuff. Oh, it was a car seat.
Oh, sell that shit, man. eBay, you can get some money out of that, I'm sure. Unless it's one of those safety recall ones.
Yeah. I'm gonna hawk that thing. The other stuff I can't really get out of. I think we just donated the cups already.
Yeah, have you seen how much those car seats are?
I mean, it's something for a child. It's expensive. I don't even need to think about it really. Other than I just know that it's gonna be goddamn expensive.
Yeah,
having one of those things is really expensive.
What, have a kid or a car seat?
A kid.
Yeah.
A kid, which involves getting a car seat and multiple other things that are not cheap.
No, like everything. And not just monetarily, just the cost it is on your body. I mean, and yes, the women's body, obviously, but the men as well. It just wears you down. You can't go and do the things you enjoy to do anymore. Psychologically, it's like, ugh. There's no more just going out after work and getting home at 3 in the morning. Just
oh, man.
On the news. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of the other funny part about Ken. He sent me an email at 1:45 in the morning last night, or this morning, I guess.
Oh.
Because I sent him two emails, like, during work when I did the... going, oh, dude, did you get around to editing that? And I didn't hear anything. And then I'm like, okay, I finished the write-up. It's all you. Just give me a heads up when you go to post it. Because Jackass didn't tell me last time either, so I couldn't post it on Facebook or Twitter. I'm like, thanks, Jackass.
What was he doing up at 145? Well, his daughter is not exactly a baby, though, so...
No. She's in school.
Okay.
Preschool. Not preschool. She might be in kindergarten, actually.
I think we both know what he was doing up at 145 in the morning. So.
He does side work with the web developing still.
Whatever you want to call it. We both know what he was doing up at that in the middle of the night. So, you know.
working on that.
Yeah, and then there's another thing that you won't be able to do later on. When you have those, that's about all you'll be able to do, actually, is stop your sleep pattern so you and the missus can try and remember that you actually found each other attractive for a while before this leech just sucked all the sexy out of your relationship. And it's funny because as you say that, I'm talking to another member of the granny, and I asked him when he's having kids, and they're going to have one. It's like, oh boy. One usually leads to two, and why ruin it? Enjoy your life. Just pick up and leave.
Well, you're supposing that he's enjoying his life, so.
Oh, no, this one seems to be. So, yes, it was under happy times, so. I had a kid thing. I was going to, you know, I could go on and on and on about that, but now I just happened to click on Facebook, and of course there's pictures of everyone's kids. Just
yeah, no, I was waiting for you to pull the segue, but I thought you had something in mind there when you were talking about the kid.
No, I just cut myself off.
Okay.
Just. I don't know. Oh, we had our engagement pictures this weekend, so we got to tool around downtown and all that stuff and take cool pictures, whatever. And I mean, I enjoyed it, but you know, man, I don't like having
downtown Greenville.
Yeah, well, the best part is they're either in or outside of bars. there's no nature. There's nothing. There is. We're actually inside one of the breweries, drinking. The other one. We're like at the place we met, and then the other one's just the one. I think Barley's. I don't know. Did we ever take you there when you were here?
Think I went there. Yeah.
So, but yeah. So, you know, we did it our way, and our photographer was impressed that we would go to bars and drink for our engagement pictures. And we're like, well, it's kind of what we do. So I don't know what else we're supposed to do. Dude, breaking news! Did you see this?
What?
The stars of Little People, Big World, Matt and Amy are getting off divorced. And separated. Oh my god! Are they trying to tell me that little people have problems as well? I mean, other than being little people, they're in a trial separation.
Yeah, no, I did see that on the Twitter earlier today. So,
Twitter's
short on characters.
Not as bad as John Cena, but close. No, it's their statement, and it said Matt remains living on the farm. If you cut it right there, just the image of you know the little guy running all over the farm by himself, like. Someone finally got him out of captivity. It goes on to say, you can call it a separation if you want, a trial separation. But it's more of just giving each other some space. Isn't there plenty of space no matter where they're at?
Well, there's definitely a lot of head height. I don't know about space. It's definitely a lot of head height.
Wow. To be honest, is that show still on? I don't know why this is actually news.
I watched that maybe once.
Yeah. It goes along with all those shows. Like, they've got the Little Couple, I think it's called. And then they had the Little Chocolatiers, which was a personal favorite. Not that I watched it, but just the fact that they couldn't have a show about fidgets. They had to have a show about fidgets doing something. Just to either further the fact that, hey, even though they're half your size, everything else is anatomically, you know, they have a heart, two lungs, a liver, genitals, and all that. They're the exact same, just in a smaller package. They actually are just like you and me. I don't understand those shows. I mean, any of them. I guess you're supposed to look at how, like, they...
How they cope with a big person world.
Right. But then you see they get sticks. Like, there's nothing mind-blowing. So they can drive. They put sticks on the wheel, on the brakes and the gas pedal. Okay.
Yep. Problem solved.
Yeah. So I can't reach something. Well, here's a step stool. Oh.
Yep. Great.
Cool. It's not like $11.99.
Yeah, I use a step stool too. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, so does Elise, which is, I find hilarious. So, but I mean, like a show like the polygamous show. I don't know what the hell is that one called. Something wives. I'm trying not to look it up. Anyways.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Sister Wives, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Like, that kind of show, I guess, would be kind of interesting to see. Like, how this guy balances these three broads or four, whatever it is. And, like, why you'd want to go through that, in all honesty.
Right.
I mean, isn't one relationship difficult enough? And you got to waste your time balancing out four plus families? Yuck. But... So can everyone tell we didn't have a format for today's show yet?
No, because we just bullshit like this anyway to start most of the shows, and then somehow that's why I asked about the segue earlier.
Where were we going to segue from a kid though?
I was going to go with the kid on the main event scene, Daniel Bryan.
Ew! How was I supposed to get that one?
I was. You like, asked me how I was going to get there. You didn't say this is how I was going to get there, jackass.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I would have never gotten to that. But...
Well, that's what popped into my head.
You even said before we started, you know, for WrestleMania season, the news is kind of dull. There's not a whole lot, which I guess is kind of good. I mean, if it turns out maybe Chicago is actually a good thing for them, because those CM Punk chants were deafening this week.
The whole once that they came about.
I was about to ask. I don't remember. So there was at least one chant then.
Yeah, as far as I remember, there was just the one. I did. I didn't really buzz through that much. Because I did catch up within the last hour or so.
Yeah, I think I missed the first half hour and caught up. So,
there was one, and I'm trying to think of which match it was during. But that was it. I mean, at this point, even the most obvious of people have got to know that he's not, at least for WrestleMania. He's not coming back.
Yeah. And then after that, I think, was his contract in June? July?
I thought it was in one of those J months. So, yeah, no, he could be gone if he doesn't decide to resolve things.
And right now, it's kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say it's turned out for the best, but... It's positioned Daniel Bryan to have one of the greatest WrestleManias ever.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, I mean, His was a backup plan to fight Triple H. I still wonder what they were going to do with him beforehand. That's still a mystery to me.
I guess they could have built up the him and Kane better because of their history, but...
Well, sure, but would that have been satisfying, you know?
No. I mean, yeah. I don't know what they could have done, really. I that continues to be a mystery for me.
Yeah,
because nobody's really there. Like, him and Sheamus wouldn't have really worked. I'm trying to think of the... Because, I mean, the other big names that he could have taken on are all baby faces. Like, there isn't another heel around that that would have been worth fighting. Like, Kane is about the only name that honestly comes to mind.
Yeah. And this is actually kind of, you know, in a pinch like that, especially when they had such, like, a visceral reaction to him not being in the Rumble, that this would have been a nice place to have that Money in the Bank briefcase still.
Oh.
You know, especially right. Going into WrestleMania and going, well, he's just going to cash it in there, and, you know, you just kind of wait. You know, that could have been their out. Instead of just having Sandow wasted on Raw. And, oh boy, it's been downhill for him since then. But...
Well, yeah, downhill isn't even... that's more of an off-the-cliff moment.
Yeah, true. He didn't even get a descent. It was splat, like getting thrown, like light speed straight to the bottom.
I could have seen him doing a Wile E. Coyote and missing Roadrunner, and you just see him and his eyes are blinking and he puts up a sign right before he falls off the cliff.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's just the puff of smoke from the outer angle. Yeah.
And you just see the silhouette in the ground.
Yeah, and it's... I don't know how old he is, but there's still time with him. And you know, he was starting to get over a little bit, so I thought it was kind of weird that he lost. I know it's going backwards on a totally unrelated subject, but you know, I always liked the idea of the Money in the Bank winner winning.
Oh,
because you knew you were going to see something special. Now it's kind of like, all right, well, there he is. So I don't know. But anyways, but that would have been nice to have that Money in the Bank still there or whatever. So
yeah, that could have been one way to backdoor into it without setting up this whole this whole angle.
Yeah, especially if you know Sandow still had it, they could have come up with something to where he challenged Daniel Bryan and Daniel Bryan would just say like, I don't need to beat you, so why don't you put up the case instead? You know, they could have had something like that.
Oh.
Well, you know, just, you know, kind of shoehorning it in if you want, but getting it in there nonetheless.
Yeah, I was going to say, we feel like they're shoehorning it all anyway, so.
Well, yeah.
Just would have been a different way to shoehorn it. Because, I mean, they finally kind of got the point, although I guess to me, with the Authority playing it so cool this time around, the response that they had this week to the Occupy Raw was a little weak, and it just seemed like they flipped out way too easily about that whole situation.
What do you mean,
Triple H and Steph?
How do they
Well, that's a lot of people, man. Yeah, but you only send two people. You're trying to get a crowd out of there. And, like, every other time you're like, hey, security, come down. You have, like, 12 people coming down.
Yeah.
This time they have two guys in suits.
Yeah, who they make an appearance every once in a while.
You know, I think that was a lame response. And then, like, I guess it's one of those I'm not going to cave to terrorists kind of points that you just take up. And it's just like, no, I have your contract. Fuck you. You're not getting the match. You know, like, I'm not taking a match against you.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it just, and I mean, I know that you can't really go that route because then that doesn't get you to the point, but, you know, they've played it cool with them all along, and it's just like, I don't know, it just seemed too quick for them to just completely flip out after being, you know, kind of set to not give him the match earlier in the earlier in the show.
Yeah, I think the added element of Stephanie kind of got in the way of that. I think it would have been a lot better if Daniel Bryan would have just been, if it would have been just Triple H and Daniel Bryan. Because Daniel had to fight two people, so the anger was getting deflected, getting shared between the two. When if it was just focused, the two of them could have just been going back and forth the entire time.
Yeah, plus it did put Steph in the mode that doesn't make her good. If she's not condescending, I just don't find her at all entertaining. Dude,
can you imagine fighting with her, like, at home? That screech? Holy shit, man. That's brutal. I mean, I think I posted on the one the villains. I couldn't imagine like messing up, like outside of adultery, like doing something that put the kids in jeopardy that would contain such a visceral reaction like that. Holy shit! That was my first thought was, he should never step out of line with her.
Yeah, no, I mean, I guess that doesn't surprise me, and I honestly didn't think of it that way, but she does have quite a screech going for herself, and that isn't just, like, the only time she's busted it out.
That's one of the only times I've really gotten, like, the skin crawl from it. Like, oh, yeah. I mean, imagine her being a teenager. Oh. Like, dad telling you, no, you can't do that, and like, oh, shit, I'm going on the road. I'm out of here. Thank God for the weekends.
Oh, man.
But, I mean, I just think it would have been better that way. And also, I think, you know, the two of them going back and forth, they could have gone a little bit longer with it if Stephanie wasn't involved.
Gotcha.
And then you would have had, you know, more of a like, oh, there we go. He finally got him. Like,
yeah,
because I kind of agree with you.
I guess there's more, like, it was kind of cool. They went about it a different way, but there's usually some type of psychological trigger that they have. And, you know, like, that kind of talks them into it. It's just, like, they usually go insult, and that line of insult doesn't work, and they go with another line, and that one doesn't work, and then there's usually that third line that gets to the person, whether it's Cena against Rock or, you know, any of these kind of big-time matchups. And I guess that also kind of reflects on your point. If it was just him and Triple H, it'd be okay, but he also, you know, Brian also had to accommodate both of them in his promos, mm-hmm. so he had to spend his ammunition on both sides of it also.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And Brian had the issue. I can't think of the word right now. He had that problem of having to go with the two of them at the same time, trying to placate the audience by including them in it to get them behind an angle that they may not have wanted to. You know, it's like the WWE Universe wants me to fight you, and it's like, well, no.
Not really.
Everyone's kind of hoping you'd win at WrestleMania, win the title at WrestleMania. But okay. So, but and that's what I was thinking during the segment was, you know, he keeps saying this is what the WWE Universe wants, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm considered one of them, and that's not what I want. I would rather you know, get in the main event and win the title so we can be part of that really awesome yes spectacle at the end of it. a totally selfish reason, mind you. But, you know, that's what I want to see. So when he's like, I want to see a fight you, it's like, okay. And Triple H kind of, I don't know if he stumbled over it, but his timing was pretty bad. He's like, you want it? You got it. It's like, slow. No, like, you really want this, huh? Then you got it. Or instead of it was just like, snap, snap, all right, got all my lines out.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of tainted it because everyone was kind of like, eh. But when Daniel Bryan goes, well, that's not everything the WWE Universe wants. And I was like, they're going full on with this.
Oh.
And I, you know what? It may not have been the plan, supposedly. It wasn't the plan. But they save face with it.
Yeah, no, it really is one of those things that it is kind of surprising that they finally caved.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's pretty crazy that they had to witness it happen for basically a calendar year. It's for them to finally go, oh, yeah, this guy really is over.
Yeah. Well, I just thought it was weird that he's going to need to explain himself on Monday, Daniel Bryan, because he didn't say anything to the fact that why does it matter if he beats Triple H? Why not just go, no, I want you and I want to be in the main event for the title? Or... like, that's great. I'll beat you up next week, but I want to be in the main event. And then Triple H goes back, you know, kind of like, well, you can't have both. And Daniel Bryan could have stopped and went, how about we do this instead? And this way I get what I want. I totally get what I want, what the WWE Universe wants. But it was just weird to me that he said, if I beat you. And it's like, well, wait a minute. The whole thing was... you know, Triple H didn't take you seriously. I don't know.
So if you win, you're taken seriously then.
I guess, yeah.
To me, that's what it is. And I don't know if he doesn't think that he's serious then, or, you know, he needs to be more serious or whatever the logic is in there.
Yeah, I don't know. That kind of rang kind of weird with me. So, I mean, they got weeks. They got a couple weeks covered up, so it doesn't matter. And this could make for fun TV. Like, Vince isn't supposed to be on TV for a while, but just, it'd be funny to have him come out and be like, who do you think you are? And, you know, have Daniel Bryan verbally spar with one person a week or, you know, try and fight back their verbal and physical. Like, you know what? If you're so good, you're fighting the Outlaws this week. And just have Triple H bring all his cronies back. Like, not cronies, but friends, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, just
you're taking
different.
On X-Pac this week.
Yeah, and then next week you're taking on Kevin Nash. And you have to beat them all. I'm changing the stipulation on you. You got to beat all these guys in order to get to me or something.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool. I mean, it'd be a way to, you know, extend the segment without having to worry about them doing a promo against each other every week.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially because now his attention again is going to be divided between beating Triple H and possibly being in the main event for the title.
Yep. I'm trying to... And this is part of the problem with this conversation now because it goes in two different directions. Because you've got the match with Triple H and then you've got the possibility of a three-way match... for that clearly now is the end of WrestleMania. I think they just jumped Taker and Brock Lesnar.
There was some interesting I think it was just Powell actually that mentioned how the Taker match just doesn't hold that much interest for him because of the fact that the you know, you just know that he's not going to lose the streak.
No, but it... Okay, well... Yes.
And I know that that completely changes where we were going. Yeah. But
I found the writing on that site to be suspect anyways. So I just read Chris Shore? Is that who it is?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh God. I think we've covered this before. What you're not allowed to say anymore. And saying that WWE doesn't know how to use the divas correctly. No, first off, they're women. They're women wrestlers. But in, more importantly, enough. It's like push the cruiserweights. Or WWE doesn't, Vince McMahon doesn't know what he's doing. These are statements that you aren't allowed to say anymore. It's a crutch, and they don't make any sense. Now that we're totally off track. But
well, and now that half of the Divas division has their own half-hour TV show on another network, like, yeah, they're not doing anything. I mean, whatever, they're not doing anything in the ring for them, but they're expanding their brand by putting them in a different situation.
Yeah, but whatever.
So, you know what? That's perfectly fine.
Yeah, maybe they should have total cruiserweights or something then. And
total cruiserweights.
Fucking idiocy. It's such a crutch. It's an absolute crutch to say things like that. So it's annoying.
Well, to get back to my point, which was started when you said that the three-way match is definitely the main event, jumping Lesnar and Taker. Yeah. I guess my main point was that if Daniel Bryan's involved, it definitely jumps over that match.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things that where I'm not sure they usually go with the happy ending at WrestleMania.
Most times, yes. Yeah.
And I just, because someone mentioned it, is like, wouldn't it be funny if Triple H beat Daniel Bryan?
Yep, you beat me to it. Yeah, I saw the same thing.
And I was just like, oh my, I would be in dismay, and then I would probably just start laughing.
Oh, yeah, how couldn't you? I mean,
yeah, no, I'd be like, oh my God, they did it. That is awesome. Like, I would hate it, but I would also just, I would love it at the same time.
Yeah, I'm glad you went that way, because that's where I wanted to go was... Everyone is automatically assuming, or a lot of what I've read, people are automatically assuming, and I've tried to avoid it on this show, that Daniel Bryan is going to be in the main event. So, I mean, 90% he's going to be in the main event, you know, the triple threat.
Right.
So, and actually, I wouldn't mind if it was an elimination match, and then they got rid of Big Dave quick. And then it was just him and Randy for 20 minutes again. Oh, that'd be great. But
yeah, no, Orton has put up some solid matches here recently, and there's no reason to think that he wouldn't do so again.
Yeah, and then as long as they keep the gimmick out of it, him and Daniel Bryan work very well together. I mean, any match where it's just the two of them straight up is good.
Yeah.
It's when they keep and when they insist on adding all these outside things that is just awful. But anyways.
Orton's never going to, I don't think he's ever going to get the, he's kind of like a John Cena to me, where it seems like he can do really well, but I don't expect him to get there all the time. Like, I guess Shawn Michaels, or really even in some ways Triple H, I expect him to have a good match, but sometimes I don't know why I don't think about Cena and or Orton doing it that often.
Yeah. Yeah, Orton is elevated by the talent he's with. And then, but the one that kind of ruins that is the Christian matches. Because those were good, and those guys are both kind of in the same boat. Like, okay, I can't really remember any great Christian matches that didn't have to do with him and Edge. To get to the Triple H part, though, like... How I just wonder the meltdown that would occur. Because trust me, if that was to happen,
I am taking pictures of everyone around us. If that happens, the look of horror face will be everywhere.
Mine will be the shock one, just like totally numb. Like, did I just see this? And then all Triple H should do after that is just whip his junk out and be like,
and start jerking
look at
it.
The size of these balls. Look at the size of my balls. I mean, the entire way up the ramp. And then doesn't Triple H automatically become your favorite wrestler if that actually happens? The temerity involved in something like that.
I mean, if you want to call him for all the Bigfooting and everything that he's done over the years, like, that would be one where it's just like, okay, like, I can't work around this one. Like, oh.
Actually, I got, all right, I'll make an addendum to what I said. If he has, like, giant Bigfoot slippers like I have, just put those on and just start stomping around the ring with his balls flapping all over. That'd be so great. I mean, come on. I mean, honestly, it's not going to happen. At least I wouldn't think. Unless there's some screw job sort of thing. With like a disqualification or something. But You were the one telling me how the, 4G and all those signals crash out around Columbus Stadium.
Oh, yeah, Ohio Stadium, yeah. Yeah.
So, that was on purpose. So, I gotta figure that WrestleMania be the same way, but I wonder if an entire town, if their 4G wouldn't work anymore, with people tweeting, texting, calling, whatever else.
Yeah, the New Orleans just gets shut down just as another hurricane's ready to hit because Daniel Bryan lost to Triple H. Because
all these internet wrestling fans are just baby boohooing the whole time. It would be the greatest thing I'd seen in a long time, though, man. That really would be. Especially meeting up with like other people we know, like from the board, and like Shahid's gonna be in town too. Like we're not sitting together, so just making sure we meet up afterwards, or during whatever matches after that, and be like, "Do you believe this?" Oh, what a dream! Now I kind of want it to happen, just for that. I don't have any emotional investment in it. I mean, there's no money tied into this, so.
Yeah, no, they are, the WWE is solely getting our money. Like, it does not affect us what the outcome is one way or the other.
No. And then just the, like, I don't know, the calamity that show would be after that.
And I haven't even thought about that aspect, because, yeah, there's the big balls part, but... Wow, you really would wreck the rest of that show. Because they've got to know at this point that that's who's mostly there at WrestleMania and that Raw the next day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a two-day event, or three with SmackDown.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's no, like, they've just got to be going... No, we can't do this. Like, I mean, you have to entertain the idea, but you can't really go with it either.
No,
because people will shit on the rest of the WrestleMania and probably all of Raw the next day.
Oh yeah, and SmackDown goes straight into that. Yeah,
unless he wins like the title first match Monday Night Raw.
It's almost as if like. Like if Vince was just going off the deep end, and he was going scorched earth with WWE, and was like, you know what? We're doing this anyways. Fuck them. And just had Daniel Bryan come out and lose in like 3 seconds, or like what's the? And it was SD Jones, not somebody else. Whatever the record is, have Daniel Bryan lose in record fashion. I mean, or is it him?
I think it still is SD Jones, because didn't he just get the five count?
No, Kane beat somebody.
Oh. Yeah, because it was 18 seconds when Daniel Bryan lost to Sheamus, right. And that didn't beat out SD Jones.
No. But yeah.
Do believe you're right.
Just a doomsday scenario. No, you're going out there, you're getting pinned in 5 seconds. and then that's it. Then, wait, I don't care, Santino, you go face Great Khali for 30 minutes. And I don't really care what happens to the rest of it.
Oh, man.
A good time. And just to go, we were there. Well, wait, what's their thing? Then, now, and forever? Whatever their marketing is?
That would be a day, as the kids like to say, that would live in infamy.
Yeah. I could just sit there with my non-existent kids. And tell them all about it. Wow.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, that'd be a blast. I mean, I am assuming that he's at least going to get into the title match.
Yeah.
Whether or not he wins that, I guess, maybe it depends upon the spot on the card. Maybe they still are thinking Brock Taker for his last WrestleMania match.
I don't know if I think Taker's is, if Taker is retiring ever, it'll be next year, or is it 2 years? Which one, when's Dallas? Is that next year?
I think it's next year, yeah.
Okay. So that would make sense.
Because I was looking at that earlier today.
Yeah.
Because that was one point, since we're about 40 in here, I started looking at the old, and while I look for it here, I was looking at some of the old WrestleManias, and I said, I believe it was last week when I mentioned I didn't feel like they had very many things planned for or very many matches planned for WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the last three WrestleManias, at least, you know, and there's some weak grouping in here. But Wikipedia had preliminary matches and main event matches.
Mm-hmm.
And each of the last 3 years, it's been four main event matches and four undercard matches. And, I mean, granted, one of the main event matches was the one involving Snooki. So, I mean, you know, I acknowledge that it's stretching it. But yeah. They did set that angle up pretty early and have that going. Like, whether the quality of the match was good or not is, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But they did get behind that somewhat early. So, I guess I'm starting to think, because I went to look at the WrestleMania site on WWE, and I'm like, well, there are four matches now that they have. You know, they have the main event, you know, Batista, Orton, at least right now, Triple H, Daniel Bryan, Cena, Bray Wyatt, and what was the other one?
The Battle Royal?
No, there's another match.
Brock Taker?
Oh, Brock Taker. Yeah, we were just talking about it.
Yeah, but you know what? Even I was like, he didn't say Brock Taker, did he? So, yeah, and then you got the Battle Royal, which... very strange, but we can cover that when we do our reviews of it.
Well, yeah, considering that we don't know anything other than it continually cracks me up how much of a non-response Hulk Hogan's getting, considering his stature in the sport.
Yeah, and...
you know, I mean, he's getting the Hogan chance when the music dies down and he gets in the ring, but I still just don't think that it's as strong as the announcers are making it out to be.
That's a changing of the audience, too. And the younger kids weren't watching when Hogan... I mean, Hogan wasn't around, and then he went to TNA...
And to interrupt, next year is in Santa Clara, California.
Okay. See, that was the angle I was going to work to go to it next year, because San Francisco isn't too far away. I think it's 40 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So my whole thing is going to be, well, I haven't been to San Francisco.
Oh.
So, man, see? already thinking. So, but yeah, I mean, I got to take a honeymoon. So, you know.
Yep, hey, why not?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I think that Hogan effect, though, man, it's just, it's younger kids don't care. The older ones are just kind of like, well, like the kids who were in their 30s were only, what, 20 the last time he mattered?
Like, yeah, you know, they were early college.
Yeah, and that's if they were watching.
So, right.
I still say most of the WWE audience moved to UFC. And, you know, you still get the occasional guy that'll still watch.
You know, right.
Like I know the both of us watch both. But I think a lot just got tired of it during that, you know, the ascension of John Cena and the really no competition for him.
And the turning into PG,
yeah.
I don't think helped them out at all.
Yeah,
for that age group. I mean, part of the allure of the Attitude Era is will always be the fact that you know, there's much more risque acts going on and much more violence.
I was watching on the network Best of SmackDown, and it was right around Survivor Series. With Rock, Triple H, and Austin, but then Austin got pulled out for the neck. It was one of my favorite angles ever. It was the show with Big Boss Man showing up at Big Show's dad's funeral. That's still great TV too. It's great to see.
But, so that's on the Best of SmackDown.
Yeah, that was. I was watching it last week.
Oh, awesome.
And, well, I...
Yeah, no, I remember drinking and watching that down at my brother's place here in town. Everyone was just howling, and we had to drink more because of how ridiculous it was.
But no, what I was... But to start the show, they had DX on. And... This might have been around the time. Yeah, this was right around the time when I'd been to South Carolina almost a year by then.
Uh huh.
Or I think I just moved, actually, if that was the case. Well, anyways.
Yeah, it'd be that time frame.
Yeah. I didn't realize how dirty it was. DX was talking on Monday night that they were all back in, they had all pinned Stephanie down in a back room on Raw. And seemingly gang raped her. So when SmackDown started, they had the dress she was wearing, and they were talking about, you know, there's some DNA on it. And Road Dogg's like, hey, there's some stains on this thing. And Billy Gunn's like, no, it smells like someone washed it. It smells like bleach. And I'm like, they're talking about coming on the dress? I'm like, oh my God. And, you know, I wasn't like, oh my God, but it was just like, they were getting away with this on UPN, and then they were talking about how it wasn't Stephanie, and that it was some grad student from NYU or something, and, you know, she was into the DX thing. So basically they say that they were admitting that DX gangbanged some sorority girl, or some college chick from NYU. I was in shock, like, this... How did this get on TV? Like, I remember him being, you know, pushing the bounds and innuendo and stuff, but this seemed pretty deliberate. I mean, I guess UPN, no one watched UPN anyway, so I guess they really didn't care.
Yeah, there's a reason it does not exist anymore.
Yeah, that was a real eye-opener that I didn't remember that content. So I remember the weed references and everything.
Oh, yeah, no, I guess one that sticks out in my mind is just Sable just having the handprints.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, and I mean, I know that was probably a bit earlier than that, but it's just like, the whole painting thing, like, yeah, the whole painting bikini things, not that I still don't enjoy it, but it's almost like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of there. It's cool. You have to imagine a little bit less. You know, it's not as novel as it was then. It's just like, of course, maybe that's why it got away with it.
Yeah.
Hey, how do we deal with this new thing? They're not showing that, but they're showing most of it.
Yeah, they're showing everything but, or the outfits that have, she actually wore one of these, I believe. It was just pasties over areolas.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, oh, and then like a string up her ass, and it was like, wait, what? And you forget how good Lawler was back then, though. How entertaining he was compared to what he is now.
Oh. Yeah, no, I have... It's probably not even been in the stunt granny era when I have cared about him as an announcer.
No, I mean, other than the heart attack.
You hit mute, jackass.
But, no, it... with the Lawler thing... They had they had him show up on I just streamed the network over my phone and just listened to it. And they have the old Raws and they had Jerry Lawler in ring. And remember when everyone used to chant Burger King at him? I totally forgot about that. And
yeah, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, and you forget how charismatic and how good he was at being a bad guy. And then he was on commentary as a bad guy, and I'm like, I miss him. He was so good. I mean, I guess you got to evolve sooner or later, because they even had Michael Cole snippets from WrestleMania 17, and Cole was still a bad guy or something. No.
Oh.
24. Like, what was 23? That was Detroit, right?
Yeah.
It was, all right,
good
it
thing
was
I still have this pulled up.
it was one of the WrestleManias where Cole... It was Elimination Chamber. Cole was still doing his bad guy thing. So it was before Lawler had the heart attack.
Oh, okay.
And Cole wasn't good. That was a bad idea. And you hear him now, and it's like you kind of forget that it was ever that antagonistic. So...
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just... The network's been pretty good for that sort of stuff, so...
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I just really haven't gotten the chance to watch that a whole lot.
Well, if they'd fix the app for my tablet, that'd be great. But it still will not... Yeah, I don't know, did I show you what it does?
No, we were kind of talking about it last week, but... Yeah, I can see it.
Yeah, let me pull this up so I can actually see what I'm doing. All right, so you see this, and here's a button that says press this, and well that's me and Elise.
I can't really see you, but
yeah, like how I did that, eh? I'm not in the picture.
Yeah, well, glare.
You go with the beauty, man. You don't you don't. God damn it! Well, this is new. This isn't what it did before. Okay.
Oh, I get to see myself.
Yeah, hey, hi, Kevin. It's kind of a,
hi, me.
See what it does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it work?
No. It just goes black. And if you hit it soon enough, it'll come and say, WWE app stopped working.
No. Well, yeah. That's fantastic.
But the strange thing is, the second screen works just fine. Like, the app itself works, but streaming the network over it doesn't. It's the weirdest thing.
Oh.
But.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I don't know. And I put in many requests to have it fixed. That's why I thought it was funny when they came out with that survey asking how much you'd be willing to pay for the network a month.
Oh.
And I'm like,
yeah.
You guys really should fix everything first. And also make sure that WWE, or, WrestleMania 30 goes smoothly on this thing before you even hint at raising the price of it at all.
Yeah, it would be nice if they would at least wait an entire year before they do that. But, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they're going to do it anytime soon. But I just thought with the amount of glitches and bugs, it'd be a lot smarter to fix the problems you know you still have first. Get everything running smooth and then go through it. Because on the Xbox, I still can't access like WCW and ECW pay-per-views. Very weird. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah, no. I guess if anywhere, I'd only pull it up, you know, on my computer, so. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Yeah. I don't have those problems.
I can pull that on my phone, no problem. So, and that's the strange thing to me is I don't get what the difference is. It's an Android operating system, so it should work the same.
But, right.
You know, whatever. It's not like they had that. What was that stat they had? If you watched 1 hour of network a day, it'd take you 3.5 years to watch everything.
Dear Lord.
And I was like, well, damn.
Yeah, so that means even if you watch, you know, a Monday Night Raw a day, it'd still take you a damn long time.
Yeah. and that's without...
Because I guess that'd mostly be 2 hours, so then you're still talking a year and a half. And that's not going to count all of the, you know, the pay-per-views that come on in the meantime while you're trying to watch that stuff in that year and a half. Oh, you're mute.
Okay, it's time for a new headset. It's dangling by itself. It's not even pressed against anything. Well, it's still doing this. I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. Is it fixed? No, there it goes. Pretty good. That was actually perfect timing when I said, is it fixed? And it drops. So talk for a second while I fix this.
Now, yeah, well, I think that's the perfect reason for me to bring down this nice, shiny white microphone to WrestleMania.
There we go. So the time I want it to mute, it doesn't, as I'm just fumbling all over the mic. Fucking spaz. I don't even know how long we've been going.
Oh, it's just about the hour mark, and considering that we've meandered since our high point of
that's all right.
The Daniel Bryan stuff.
I wanted to bring up that fact about the network asking for the price raise, or considering a price raise. Or price increase, excuse me.
Yeah, no, I only laughed because the woman said, well, what happens at the end of the 6 months when they raise the price? And it's just like, oh, that is a good question.
Yeah, well, as long as it's not, I mean...
So, yeah, considering it, what, was like a week or two and they asked that question? Like, that was the other thing. I'm like, oh my Lord, it hasn't even been a full month yet. You can't wait a full month before throwing this question out.
It's only been 2 days since you got the Xbox app working after the free week had expired. It's not that I don't mind them asking about a price increase. It's not a smart move, though. And especially after the first live event they had, the NXT, it locked up on them.
Oh.
You right. Gotta get your stuff fixed first. Then you start talking about price increase. So, but yeah, I don't know how much I'm willing to go with it. So, we'll see. Just for the pay-per-views alone, though, it's kind of worth it.
Yeah, no, and that's the... I mean, I guess that's what I said originally, is I bought it mostly for the pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to raise it a pretty considerable sum, I guess. I mean, I guess, well, I probably wouldn't watch it as pay-per-views, but I, you know, probably should, I guess.
What, the old ones or the new ones?
The new ones.
I'll watch them. I can have it on my laptop while I'm watching something else. It actually, to me, it actually works out better than having it on a television.
Because you can go to other things. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I guess we should wrap up, as we should have 10 minutes ago, I guess. But anyways, yeah, so thanks for listening. If you want to contact us, stuntgranny@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter, Granny Mays on everything, not just Twitter. Kevin's DeFrango11. Dusty is Stunt Dusty. Eric runs the Stunt Granny account. He has this week because, you know, if I didn't make it clear enough... If Eric's running the Stunt Granny account, he's very polite. You can tell if it's not Eric. Yeah, look for us on Instagram and all that good stuff. Facebook, leave a comment in the post. There's something I'm forgetting. Oh, you can find us on iTunes and all podcasting platforms. We don't care where you get it from as long as you listen to it. So that's it for me. I'm out of here. We'll talk to you next time.
Okie doke, grandkids. I am going to save the specific sippy time beers for the OPA shows. So I'm going to go grab some local stuff and have a good night.